Happy October, everyone. It is, when you're listening to this, officially October of 2022. Mind blown. Time fucking flies. And that is crazy to me. Today, I think I want to talk about burnout and... burnout. And it'll segue into other things, as it always does, but burnout... I've been feeling super tired lately, tired of like physically working, physically doing shit, physically and mentally. I feel like mentally I've been giving a lot of energy to things, and I've been avoiding a lot of stuff because of the exhaustion, so I don't get the things done that I want to get done. And that's not good. It's hard to find the balance of work and rest, and then work and creativity, and then creativity and rest, and then creativity and play, and like social life and all of the things. There are so many components in each of our lives that it makes it really hard to tend to everything and nurture everything in the way that you want to. And a lot of that is, like I say, your systems and your habits and making sure that they're supporting the lifestyle that you want to have. But it's also undeniably just difficult in today's day and age. There are so many distractions, so many people telling you that you are constantly not doing enough or not good enough or not in the place that you should be, or your body doesn't look how it should be. And there's a lot of places to put your mental energy where it's not needed. And it's really important to once a day or once a week or once a month, whatever you feel need. I feel need when I feel it. For me, I think I try to listen to my intuition, and when I feel like I've expelled too much, I call it back. And it's a simple, I sit down, I take a breath, or maybe I'm in the shower, or maybe I'm washing my face. Those are the places where I really do a lot of things like that. Or in my car, if I'm just sitting in the car and I'm at a red light, it's a deep breath and I call back all my energy, and I release any energy that is not mine, that is not needed, and I send it back to its owner with love. And that simple little mantra helps a lot. It does help a lot. I've found that it kind of brings me back to my center, back to my baseline, and it can be quite energizing at times, actually. But speaking of baselines, one thing that does help me avoid burnout and avoid that exhaustion peak is true rest, time away from technology, and intentional body movement. Those are things that really help me. There are a lot of studies that are showing that you hold a lot of trauma and stress in the body. And something that I don't think is talked about enough is bodily movement to release the trauma and release the stress. So I found that if I turn on really chill instrumentals or sound bowl, like hours of just sound bowls, the like frequencies and stuff, I like to just sit in my room and listen to those and stretch. And not just stretch mindlessly, it's like stretch with intention. I sit on the floor, I make myself comfortable, I try to get out of my head and into my body, like get out of my mind and into my body, and notice things like where am I holding tension? Where am I feeling strain? Where do I feel any pain? And a lot of the time for me, that's in my hips, in my lower back, in my feet, my neck and shoulders. There's usually a lot of tension and a lot of buildup of whatever it is. And I give myself the time and space to stretch. And I try to sit in each pose for as long as I can. I try to keep it around a minute. But for some of them, I go longer if I feel like I need it, especially in the hips. That's for me where I think I hold a lot of my stress and trauma. And I'll sit there a minute and a half and I just breathe and I try to relax into the stretches and really, really let my body calm down, all the while trying to maintain a good breath and do breath work if I can while I'm relaxing into those stresses. Makes a big difference. It calms the body and it reprograms the nervous system. It brings you back to that baseline of safety and security, where in a lot of our daily lives, your nervous system is sending signals through your body subconsciously. You're not in charge of that. You don't know it's happening, but it's happening. And we've got fight or flight and fear responses. A lot of people don't know about the is it fear or is it, it's like a freeze, fight, flight, and freeze. There it is. I'm learning all this shit, so mind me and don't quote me on it. I'm not a fucking doctor, but this is what I've been learning about, is you've got your fight, flight, and freeze responses. Jesus, say that 1,000 times super fast. It's so hard. But basically, the freeze response is more common than you anticipate, and a lot of people don't know about it. And it can show up as loss of words, as like shock, as sometimes I'll get like very anxious and my body just shuts down. And like, not that I pass out or anything, but like you black out a little bit, you lose a certain level of consciousness, and that's your freeze. It's your body kind of just stopping in its tracks and being like, what the fuck, like, can't handle this, shut off, reboot the system type thing. And I've noticed that a lot more in my day-to-day life. Like, I got some shocking news the other day and I was just like, my body like rebooted. Like, I had a loss of words. Like, my jaw dropped. I was in complete shock. I didn't know what to do or what to say. I also didn't have any feelings. It was something that I would connect with the emotions, anger and fear and sadness. But honestly, in the moment, it was nothing. I felt numb. And I think that that is that freeze response, because I didn't know what to do. I was just like, oh, well, I want to go and fucking curl up in a ball and just like not exist. Like, that was the aftermath. It was like nothing, reboot, back to normal. Why do I want to just go be alone in the corner with like a blanket? Like, that's how I felt. And that it's a trauma response and something that I did to try and combat that, and to, because that like that, those emotions compartmentalized, like those are just shoved away in the corner, put in the filing cabinet. We're not gonna bring them out, right? They're just stored, but they stay with you. So where in my body did it go? And how do I release it so that I can heal from the experience and move on and learn and grow, you know? And so today I took a lot of extra time to just sit and be with myself and stretch and allow the movement of my body to release emotion. And I gave myself the emotional space to feel and just let the feeling subside. Like I said in the last episode, I gave myself room to feel things and rest from them. Like, I didn't just try and cut them off. Like, oh, now I'm feeling something. Okay, we're going to be done with this. No, it's like, feel it and sit with it and don't become attached to it, but validate yourself in the feeling and thank your ego and your body for, you know, keep trying to keep you safe and let it go. Because at the end of the day, when you're holding on to fear and anger, it doesn't serve anyone, especially not yourself. And with that, learning to forgive not only others but yourself opens up doorways of healing and love and overall just growth. Because when you're rooted in hate or you're rooted in anger at someone or yourself, and forgiveness comes in many forms. It can be you could be holding on to things that are stemmed from guilt or shame or anger, all of the negative, quote unquote, negative feelings. Oh, wow, my tummy. I'm hungry. All of those negative feelings are just signals from your body that your primal needs are not being met. So as adults, it is our responsibility to meet our own needs. It is not the responsibility of your parents. It's not the responsibility of your friends or siblings or partners, especially not the responsibility of your partner to meet your emotional, physical needs. It is your own responsibility, and you need to own that responsibility. Accept it and embrace it, because when you are meeting your own emotional and responsible emotional and physical needs, you are putting forth your best version of yourself, which opens up opportunity and gateways to become something more, you know? And it makes your relationships better. Set the example of who you want to be surrounded by being the person you want to be surrounded by. Because, like, shit, you're around yourself the most. I am around myself the most. So I might as well like her. Might as well not hate her. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Life's fucking hard. And you just gotta keep trucking, you know? Keep trucking. And give yourself space. And love yourself away from burnout and exhaustion and avoidance. I said in the beginning, I'm gonna segue into other shit. And I did. We barely even talked about burnout and exhaustion. Because you know what? It all comes back to healing. And I don't know. It's just everything is stemmed from trauma. And all your reactions and shit are stemmed from trauma. And to understand that and be able to find healthy coping mechanisms is the way to change your life and rewrite the narrative of your family, of your self, to rewrite your own narrative. Understand that you can be the change, like as stupid as it sounds, you can be the change. Like, be the change you want to see in the world is what I'm saying. Be the change you want to see from your mom or your dad. Be the change you want to see from your peers. Like, be that person. That's my focus lately. I want to be the person. I want to set the example. I want to... Maybe you have a family that's full of people who are narcissistic and addicted to shit and fucking, I don't know, anything. Maybe your family is just fucked up. But you can be the one that switches the narrative. The one that rewrites the story of your family. That's what I want to do. I want to be the turning point. So, be the turning point, you know? I don't know. Thanks for listening. This was great. Okay, bye.